Literature 3A, Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen, Exercise 7.
Catherine tried to turn the key again, and the door suddenly opened. She put her head inside the cupboard and looked around. She was disappointed to see that it was completely empty, except for another small door with a key in it. Catherine was curious to see what was inside. She had difficulty turning this key too, but in the end, the door opened. She couldn't believe her eyes when she saw the roll of paper inside the cupboard. Her heart beat faster. She began to tremble and her face became completely white. She picked up the precious document and looked at it. "This is exactly what Henry told me about." She opened it and saw there was writing on it. She decided to sit down and read it, but just at that moment, her candle went out. Disaster! Now she had no light and the room was completely dark. What a time for the candle to go out! What could she do now? She stood still for a few moments in horror. The sounds of the storm outside made her feel even more frightened. Catherine trembled from head to foot. She thought she could hear a door close and a person walking in a distant part of the house. She was so frightened that she dropped the roll of paper and jumped into bed. She put her head under the bedclothes, but she couldn't sleep. She thought about the document. What did it say? Who wrote it? Why was it in the cupboard? Has Henry's prediction come true? "I can't read it now because I haven't got a candle. I'll wait here until the morning, and then I'll read it when the sun comes up," she thought. It was the middle of the night, and she could still hear the storm outside. The wind blew the curtains, the keys shook in the locks, doors banged, and Catherine trembled in her bed. The last sound she heard was the clock striking 3 o'clock.